Hall of Famer Harmon Killebrew has joined us this hour on Sports Byline.
You know, I thought about you when they, that very last game at Tiger Stadium. I mean, that was a stadium that you loved. And, of course, you hit one over the left field roof and out of the park in 1962. What memories do you have of old Tiger Stadium?
Oh, gosh, so many, Ron. We had a lot of good games against the Tigers in those years. And you mentioned that home run that went over the left field roof. That was the first one that went up there. And why it went up there, I have no idea. It was off a pretty good pitcher by the name of Jim Bunning. And I just caught it right, I guess, and it went up there. The interesting thing about that home run was the next morning, I had six calls of people that said they had that baseball. And I went to the ballpark, and the head groundskeeper had gone up on the roof, on the backside of the roof, in one of the drain spouts there, found the ball and gave it to me. So I did get the ball. Fortunately, I didn't give the other people baseballs, for that's exactly what they wanted, was another baseball.
When you take a look at the ballparks that you played in when you did play, were there parks like Tiger Stadium or certain stadiums that you really felt comfortable, you loved hitting in?
Well, I guess every right-hand hitter loves Fenway Park, and not Yankee Stadium so much because they had such a big outfield and center field and left center field. But I suppose Fenway Park would have to be the number one favorite park of most right-handed hitters. It was mine. We used to get a standing ovation for batting practice there when we went to the Fenway.
But Fenway was the type of park that could seduce you, didn't it? I mean, what I mean by that is the fact that if you were that power hitter, you say, golly, that's not very far out there to the green monster, and yet you might do something with your swing that could really reduce you to cornmeal.
Ron, you're absolutely correct about that. Early in my career, I didn't know how to hit in Fenway Park. And a good pitcher could use that to his advantage. And it was necessary for them to pitch you certain ways in that ballpark. So later on in my career, I learned to hit in Fenway. And I found out that if I just hit the ball straight away, and if the ball was inside, it's going to go up there anyway. So I changed my way of hitting there, and I had great success in Fenway.
Harmon, when you take a look at the number of home runs that are being hit, and especially what Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire have been able to do in back-to-back seasons, what does that tell you about the player, about the ball, about the game today?
Well, it's hard for me to realize that there's so many home runs being hit, and everybody's asking that question, why? I think, first of all, we have some great athletes. There's no question about it, and they're strong. They have advantages of training year-round, the weight rooms in every clubhouse. Certainly those are definite advantages. But I like the smaller strike zone, some of the ballparks maybe. There's a lot of different theories. Other people think maybe the pitching's a little thin. I don't know. I haven't been up to the plate and hit against this pitching today, and I haven't hit in some of the ballparks, and I haven't hit the baseball. So I can only say what I see and observe, and I don't think you question a guy like McGwire or Sosa hitting the ball out of the ballpark and hitting it the opposite way out, but you see a lot of small guys doing the same thing, and that's when you begin to wonder.
Yeah. The other thing, too, is, and I don't know what year they lowered the pitching mound, but I think lowering it to any degree is going to flatten out a lot of pitches. Am I correct in that assumption?
Well, that's true, and I'm not sure what year that was either, and I always felt like they should put the hitter on a mound and let the pitcher throw uphill. That would be a better way to do it.
Sounds like something a hitter would say.
I enjoy seeing the ball fly out of the ballpark. I'm excited when I see guys like McGuire and Sosa hit the ball, and I think the fans are too. And if the fans like it, more power to them.
You know, it used to be said that home run hitters were free swingers, and I thought that for a long time until I had a conversation with Jose Canseco, and I asked him about that. I think you might be interested in what he had to say, Harmon. Here's Jose.
The fact that you're getting, I mean, when I came into baseball, when I was 20, 21 years old, I was probably one of the biggest guys around, and I was probably 6'4", 220 pounds. Nowadays, I'm not one of the biggest guys around. There are guys averaging 6'4", 6'5", 230, up to 280. So the matter of fact is with the nutrition that they have nowadays, with the vitamins that they have nowadays, obviously everyone's heard about that androstenedione. I mean, with so much of health being emphasized and weightlifting being emphasized, these players are just bigger, stronger, and faster. No ifs and buts about it.
Yeah, I don't think there is any doubt about it, is it?
Who are these 280 pounders?
They double up playing for the Minnesota Vikings.
So last time, when I was with the Oakland A's organization, and the first time that I saw Jose Canseco, he was just a tall, skinny kid playing up in Idaho Falls, Idaho. And the next time I saw him, he was in the big leagues, and he was 220 pounds, and he was a different-looking guy. So I know a fella can change himself dramatically, but I don't know. Nutritionally, I've never tried any of that stuff, so I don't know how that works.
Let me share another comment with you. This one from Mark McGuire when we were talking about his philosophy on hitting, because I think everybody tries to break down his game. But here's what he told us about how he looks upon hitting.
See and hit it. I mean, this game is difficult as is, and you have to keep it as simple as possible. And I revert back when I first started playing baseball at 8 years old. What do? You get a bat in your hands, the guy's throwing the ball, and you see it, and you try to hit it. You know, and you can't keep this game complicated. I know a lot of young hitters out there thinking about their hands, their feet, their head, whatever they do. When you're thinking about those things, you're not concentrating on using your eyes, seeing and hitting it. That's it.
I think simplicity is really the key to success, isn't it, Harmon?
I would certainly agree with Mark on that one. I one of the greatest hitters that I ever saw was Tony Oliva, and that was his philosophy: see ball, hit ball, and that's what McGuire does. And you can really complicate your swing if you're thinking about a lot of other things up there. The most important thing, and I've talked to most of the great hitters over the last 40 years, and after you know the basic fundamentals of hitting, the single most important thing you have to do is concentrate on the ball, and Mark's got it right. And boy, has he concentrated on that ball the last couple of years for sure.
He sure has. When you take a look at the great hitters, and you talked about Tony Oliva, you talk about Rod Carew, and you talk about, who else, contact hitters, any of them will tell you.
Yeah, there have been so many, and it doesn't matter what kind of a hitter you are, Rod. Ron, those hitters have to do the same thing mechanically. Maybe they just don't hit the ball as far.
Yeah, the other thing, too, that they've said to me is that they always try to, you know, they don't try to do more with the ball than what they can. If the ball's on the outside part of the plate, then they'll go to the outside, you know, the opposite field.
When I was a young player, that was the kind of hitter I was. I hit the ball all over the ballpark. I hit for a high average, and occasionally I'd hit a long ball. And when I was 18 years old, I had a conversation with a pretty good hitter by the name of Ralph Kiner.
Sure.
And Ralph said, "Kid, it looks like you're going to have some power, and you may hit some home runs, but if you try to hit the ball all over the ballpark, you're not going to hit a lot of home runs consistently." He said, "Why don't you think about getting up on the plate and pulling the ball more?" And I tried that, and it worked out pretty good for me.
Yeah, Tony Gwynn was the other one. I talked a long time about that, and he said the biggest mistake he sees young hitters make is that they overthink themselves at the plate.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I think if you can keep it as simple as possible, if you know the basic fundamentals of hitting, that's the best thing to do.
Hold on. Harmon Killebrew, Hall of Famer, has joined us and you this hour on Sports Byline USA. Full bank of calls. We'll try to free up a couple of the lines. But when we come back, we'll let you talk baseball with Harmon Killebrew on Sports Byline.